you are, lady.
Nobody's gonna hurt you. Oh, well, now that's better. What's the trouble? Funny, I can't understand a word you're saying. Well, let's make it easy on both of us. Yeah, that's better.
Better? Honey, I've lost my two front feet. I've nothing to brush the flies off me.
Well, at least you can tell me what's on your mind.
Look, I don't know who you are, but I'll tell you one thing. You got a great way with animals. How'd you do that?
I'm a witch. But don't spread it around.
If you don't give me away, I won't give you away. Deal?
Deal.
Your name?
Oh, my name is Dalyran, by Riddler's End out of Cutler's Folly.
A racehorse?
Right. This is a crazy blanket.
Why don't you sit down? I'm very glad that you're here. Would you mind telling me the occasion for this visit?
Well, it goes something like this. Ever hear of a horse called Adorable Diane?
Yes, of course.
Wouldn't you know it, the glory grabber?
Is she a friend of yours?
She's my oldest sister, and I hate her. She never won a race on her own in her life.
Adorable Diane's won a lot of races.
Oh, yes, after I set him up for her. We're always entered together. She hangs back, and it's my job to set the pace. Do you mind?
No, of course not.
Well, I gallop my heart up for the first half mile or so to tire the other horses out. And after they're all pooped, including yours truly, up comes little Adorable Diane, and she wins.
Oh, I see.
And then back I go to the stable, panting and covered with sweat, while my dear sister tangos into the winner's circle, oh, tossing her head and batting her big brown eyes at the photographers.
Oh, that's a shame. Isn't there anything you can do about it?
I just did. The trainer, Jack Spindler, was taking me to the track to be an also-ran again, and, well, I don't know, something just snapped inside of me. I guess I'd reached the end of my tether. Do you understand?
Perfectly.
Lady, I don't know what your pedigree is, but you've got a great heart.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know.
You mean you just acted on the spur of the moment?
Oh, spur. Please don't mention that word. I think if I just had a couple of days to settle down, I could face being a loser again.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's my trainer. Oh, please don't give me away.
Just relax. He won't recognize you. Yes?
Have either of you ladies seen a horse?
Are you kidding? Many times.
I mean around here. In the last 10 or 20 minutes, I was transporting her by trailer and she broke loose.
Oh, my. She sounds like a spirited animal.
Well, she comes from a good line, but she's not a winner.
Are you kidding? Maybe you never gave her a chance, huh? Maybe you never gave her head and let her run her own race. Did that ever occur to you? Did you ever think of that?
Now, hold on, lady. I'm not the owner. I'm just the trainer.
Maybe you've discouraged her. Maybe you've broken her little heart. Horses have feelings, you know, especially lady horses.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't you whoa up me.
Here, why don't you go into the kitchen and wait for me and I'll get this gentleman's name and address?
Does your friend live around here, Ryan?
No, she's just visiting.
Seems to me I've met her somewhere before. Now there's something familiar about her. Anyway, the name of the horse is Dolly Rang, and you can reach me at this address.
Oh, fine. Thank you, Mr. Spindler.
Thank you.
Come on in, Gus.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, it's great, Darren.
We like it, and so does the bank.
Maybe someday I'll be lucky enough to have a wife and a mortgage.
Come on, I want you to meet Samantha. Anyone home?
In here.
Oh, come on, guys.
Hi.
I can't tell you how happy I am to meet you. Darren's given such a glowing description of you.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, tall, dark, and two-legged.
Gus, no.
He means I don't live here. I'm just a horse guest.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling. Samantha, this is my old friend, Gus Walters.
Hiya, Gus. I've been waiting to meet you. Oh, this is a friend of mine. Dolly Rand. This is my husband, Darren, and Gus Walters.
We've met. Will you join me in some celery? A carrot, Gus?
Oh, I don't...
Dolly's staying overnight.
Oh, fine. Why don't I fix us all a drink?
Good idea. You all go in the living room and I'll get out the ice.
Gus? Okay, who is she? One of your mother's friends? Now, to make the truth, Sam, is she another witch?
No, she's not a witch. Anything the matter?
Hey, these things should be nailed on. I just threw a shoe.
Ice.
Well, Darren's got this great campaign mapped out for me, but now all I need is a couple of $1,000 to put it into action.
A couple of thousand? That ain't hay.
Gus certainly has come up with this great new idea for an office lamp.
Trouble is, I pushed my credit to the limit trying to get it into production. Could I have a little more meat, Samantha?
Oh, sure, Gus.
It's not only delicious, but when I get nervous like this, I eat like a horse.
Now, what kind of a crack is that?
Dolly's an animal lover.
Well, anyway, here I am with a better office lamp, and, well, nobody's going to beat a path to my door if they don't know about it.
Gus, all of you inventors ought to be required to take a course in practical finances.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we all go to the track tomorrow, and I'll show you how to pick the winners.
Dolly, for a minute there, I thought you had a good idea.
Well, I wouldn't do this for most people, but I kind of like old Paint here. And for a $2 investment, he can make himself a bundle.
You go to the track often?
I practically live there.
Okay. You follow the horses?
Always. That's my trouble.
Well, I think it's a marvelous idea. I'm all for it.
Honey, you can't be serious. We could save ourselves a lot of trouble and heartache just by taking Gus's money and burning it in the fireplace.
That's only because you don't know the horses.
And you do?
Personally.
Darren, really, what can I lose? Just a few dollars, and that's just about my only chance.
Scratch an inventor and you'll find a gambler.
We've got to be gamblers.
Then it's all settled.
Wait a minute. Wait
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, Dolly is our leader. We can't lose. Coffee, anybody? Excuse me, darling.
Black for me.
Oh, never mind the coffee. I'll just take the sugar. In lumps, if you've got it.
I'll help you, honey.
I don't need any help.
I'll help you. I'm going to talk to you.
When?
Now.
Oh.
I have a feeling there's something you're not telling me about that lady.
You do?
I'm right, aren't I? There's something fishy about her.
No. Not fishy, exactly. Horsey.
Horsey? Like, giddy up, horsey?
Uh-huh.
Of course, she's a horse, right?
Yes, that's right. And you should see her. She's beautiful. Her name is Dalyran, and she's dark.
She's a horse?
Yes.
A horse? Horse?
A racehorse. Horse.
You mean we've been chatting and having dinner with a... You mean you turned a horse... You turned a horse... You mean a mane and a tail? Oh, Sam, you did it again.
Darren, I've never turned a horse into a person before.
What kind of an excuse is that?
I know how you feel, but when you've heard her story, you'll understand.
Went a bit.
No, but I think Gus should. He needs the money. And when Dolly says she knows horses, she means she really knows horses.
But the fact remains that right now one of my best friends is sitting out in the living room talking to a horse.
Don't you think you're being just a little bit short-sighted? I mean, look at it this way. How many people have the opportunity of really getting to know a horse? Well, I mean, you might kick yourself for the rest of your life if you didn't take advantage of this opportunity.
You've got to be kidding.
Well, then think about Gus. He's 35 years old, and he's worked 10 years on his invention. This may be the only chance he'll have to get enough money to put it on the market.
You think I'm being selfish?
Oh, Darren, it's only for one day, and what harm can it do, please?
I don't know, Sam. How can we be sure that Dolly's tips are surefire?
Darren... You're getting it straight from the horse's mouth.
Good night, Samantha. That was a great dinner.
Thanks, Gus.
And Dolly, I can't tell you how excited I am about tomorrow.
We'll pick you up at the motel.
I'll probably be up all night studying the racing form.
Oh, forget it. That's just for people.
Well, good night.
Now, Darren, don't worry about Gus and his money. Oh, I don't mean to suggest the races are fixed, but I do happen to know a little more than your usual bettor.
Relax, Dolly, relax. He knows. I told him you're a horse.
Oh, is that why you were so quiet?
I'm sorry, Dolly. It's just that I never chatted with a horse before. I mean, I don't know what horses talk about.
Oh, the same things people talk about. The weather, working conditions, the usual track gossip.
Like, which horse is going to win the race?
No. Remember, we're all nobility. Arabian blood and all that sort of jazz. We horses are out there to win.
That's nice to know.
That's my life's dream. There's at least one great race left in this old bangtail. I'd love to see myself in that winner's circle just once. Oh, I tell you, the way I feel right now, I'd like to sit down and have myself a good long whinny.
Dolly, that's just because you're tired. You need a rest. You've had a hard day.
Maybe you're right. Where's the barn?
Sure to the guest room.
Just one race. Just one race before I go to the great pasture in the sky.
He just had a conversation with a horse. You've definitely flipped.
The horses are approaching the starting gate.
Hey, Samantha. Guess who's still entered in the sixth race?
Dalyran.
Yep, he hasn't scratched me. Her, yet.
Hey, adorable Diane's in that race. I've heard of her.
See? See? What did I tell you? See?
Dolly, just relax. Try and enjoy yourself.
Dolly, suppose we go down to the paddock and look over the horses. You can pick me a winner.
Oh, the paddock's for peasants. Let's go to the stables and I'll talk to the horses.
Huh? This is Diamond Turkey. Nice, huh? It goes in the fourth.
It doesn't look too good to me.
Me neither.
Not so loud. You hurt his feelings. You don't always judge a horse by his appearance, right, Dolly?
Well, you ought to know.
Hey, Diamond Turkey, how does it look for this race?
Oh, thanks, old buddy.
Hey. Diamond Turkey's a long shot. Are you sure you're sure?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, get up and go to the window and give the man your money.
Go ahead, Gus.
What did Diamond Turkey tell you?
It's his birthday, and the other horses are going to let him win. Isn't that nice?
I thought you said these races were on the level.
Well, sure, but we run a benefit once in a while.
They're turning for home. It's Invincible Ermine, front by 3 lengths. Glad is second, Dash is third, and Diamond Turkey on the outside. Here comes Diamond Turkey on the outside. It's now Diamond Turkey taking the lead into the stretch by 2.5 lengths. Invincible Ermine second, and Diamond Turkey wins it all by himself.
Dolly, you're a real horse.
Player. Happy birthday!
Hey, Robbing Roger.
Sure?
Well, does he look good today?
Bumping Roger, number 5. He'll romp home.
What is this, a wedding or an anniversary or something?
No, he just told me he's hot today.
Look, money! Isn't that beautiful?
Put half in your pocket and the rest on number 5's nose.
Anything you say, Dolly. You're one of the greats.
Well, Dolly, how do you like living on the other side of the track?
You know something? I have to train a while, but I could get to like it.
They're turning for home. Bumping Roger on the rail in front of Al White. Favorite Park on the outside. In the stretch, it's Romping Roger on the rail in front ahead. On the outside, Favorite Mark is driving hard. It's Favorite Park on the outside. And Romping Roger in ahead. It's Favorite Mark and Favorite Mark.
What's that mean?
Come on, Dolly. Oh, I should have known it. That plug always talks a big race. Look, here he comes now with a whole mouthful of excuses. Better to Arnold. Easy.
Oh, I beg your...
Watch it,
wait,
will you?
It's you.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Spindler.
Hello.
Did you find your horse?
No, I'm still looking for her. I have no idea where she is.
Well, I'm on Dalyran's side. I don't blame her for not coming back the way you felt about her.
Now, just a minute. I happen to love that little horse.
Do?
Okay, so she wasn't a winner. But I liked her personality. Anyway, I sure could use her right now. I had to scratch Adorable Diane. I don't have an entry for the 6th race.
You scratched Adorable Diane? That little old showboat?
Yep, she came up lame this morning.
Well, I sure am sorry to hear about that. Well, that's what makes horse races.
Well, thank you for the philosophy. The only thing that can help me right now is Dalyrand.
Dalyrand is not a thing.
Dolly, can I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, yeah, but take it easy on my fetlock.
Oh, sorry. See you later, Mr. Spindler. Yeah.
This is your big chance.
Oh, yeah, I know I could beat that whole pack in the 6th race, but not on 2 legs. Sam, I'm a born loser.
Well, you still entered. You haven't been scratched yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is show up as your real self.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, let me have it. Oh, hold it. Tell that nice Gus Walters to bet everything he's got on me in the 6th. Remember, I'm number 1.
I will. I'm going to miss you, Dolly. It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, me too, Sam. Well, thanks for everything. Okay, fire away.
Oh, There you are, Dolly. Okay. On your way, and good luck.
Talleyrand, baby, where did you come from? We're looking great shape. We still have time. Come on.
The horses are approaching the starting gate.
But it's crazy. Talleyrand hasn't won a race in years. No, sir, I'm keeping the money I have left.
Gosh, you can't. This is it. Dolly said to bet everything on that horse.
Well, Dolly's not infallible. Her last tip didn't pay off. Where is Dolly, anyway?
She was called away on a family emergency.
Family emergency?
Her sister hurt herself.
Gus, please, bet on number one, please.
Look at the odds. 99-1, Darren. Nothing doing.
Gus, Dolly said if you never bet on another horse in your life, bet on her. I mean, Talleyrand.
Look, Gus, if you won't take a sensible recommendation, then take a silly one. Dolly Rand. Dolly Rand. Get it? It's a great hunch bet.
Now you're making sense.
It is now post time.
Well, I did it.
Good boy, Gus.
The flag is up.
There they go.
Fantasy is going to the front. Big Helen is second. Spanish Don is
third.
No, nothing is more. Venture out is fifth. Blondie.
Will you stop? You're beginning to make me nervous, too. Come on, Dolly.
Passing the stands the first time. It's Big Helen in front by a head. No, nothing is second on the outside. 2.5 lengths. Spanish Don is third. Montique is fourth.
Come on, Dolly.
Fifth. And Venture. Around the clubhouse turning.
Come on, Dolly Rand.
She's
running last. She's running last.
One kick is fourth. Dolly Rand is trailing.
Come on, Dolly. Come on, Dolly.
Might as well tear these up.
Hey, Gus, wait till after the race.
Dolly, you tell me when it's over. I can't bear to look.
Come on, old girls. Come on.
Mine and Lanka and Dolly Rand.
I can't bear to look.
Around the five turn, it's no something in front, 3/4 of a length. Venture out and second the length. Montique is safe. And Dolly Rand on the rail. Turning into the stretch. It's no something in front, 1 length. Venture out and second. And Dolly Rand on the inside. Here comes Dolly Rand on the inside. It's no something in front. Venture out and second. Spanish Don, Dolly Rand on the rail.
You betcha. Great day for Town and Stables. You got yourself a real champion there.
You know it. Say, your friend was absolutely right. She's got a lot of horse sense. I'll never hold her back again.
All she needed was a chance.
Well, you look at that. You got a great horse there. She's almost human.